Okay, welcome to Social 1776. I'm your host, Daniel Weeks. This is part three with Rex and Lotus Justice. We're talking about the corruption in the system right now, as well as the activism that our listeners can take and try to help Rex and Lotus Justice with her case. I have actually had some people reaching out to me lately about this case. And I wish I would have had the information with me right now. But I'm going to be putting that information up on the website with contact information. And we'll be having Luciana get a hold of these people so that she can work directly with them. And it's other patriots that are in the movement as well. So.
Right. That would be nice. I know that you have, and I really appreciate that you've always given me a page dedicated to this, and that you said that you were trying to set up a funding page. And you know, I get that this is a scary time. I think even before I was incarcerated, I said that if people had children, that I would be very wary about being proactive because they just come after you.
Right.
But, you know, there's other ways that you could be proactive. There's supporting the people that are financially, supporting the people that are basically, I'm behind enemy lines, folks. I'm in the bowels of the enemy right now. I'm on the wrong side of the bar being subjected to their utter criminal racketeering and fighting the beast from within. And you know, so if you don't wish to put yourself in the same position that I've been put in, just by filing things in the courts, fighting for the rights of our son Clayton Michael Bates to not be trafficked and stolen and kidnapped by the state of Ohio and CPS of Highland County, if you're not one of those people that wants to go that length, throw me $5, throw me $10. So that we can keep doing what we're doing. Again, it's her cash tag is Lucy Lou LUCILU007. I'll have her. I think that she has a PayPal account. Maybe she can work with you to get that PayPal account, or like you said, funders. But there's other things people could be doing. Just listening is not working, folks. We're losing the battle. We are losing the battle. The people who were on the front lines and are on the front lines are being attacked. They are being targeted. Like I said, Tucker Carlson has, I think, done two segments on the federal government and the state governments targeting whistleblowers, targeting patriots, targeting constitutionalists, calling them domestic terrorists. Like I said, the only thing, which is part of discovery, the only word they searched for in my phone was Trump. Okay. And what's funny is that if you've listened to any of my YouTube channel stuff, I'm not a fan of Trump. I mean, I was very critical of Trump at the end of his administration because he wasn't doing, in my mind, what he could have been doing and should have been doing to protect the children. There's a lot of things Trump could have done as a president he did not do, folks, that could have changed the course of our country and put us in a better situation when it came to child trafficking and corruption. I've been critical of Trump. I think that he's good cop, bad cop in a lot of ways. So I think that's funny, and it'll be interesting if we ever do get to trial, which I don't think we will, that not in this jurisdiction. It'd be nice if we could actually have a federal trial where the truth is spread out before the people to prove what's happened here in this corrupt state against my wife and my family. But if we ever get to trial, when we get to trial in that regard, asking them, well, why did you just search for Trump? You know, do they think I was what's the group of boys or something? But basically, that they think are domestic terrorists that they say are part of the Patriot group that they're trying to target in the January 6th group. I have no affiliation with any of those organizations whatsoever, and yet they're trying to affiliate me, I think, with those groups. I'm just one person, a natural person, a wool man who has, through the course of my own, using my own money and my own capita, fought through their own systems and courts the criminal racketeering, using the only systems of judiciary we're afforded, and proven them to be criminally corrupt as well. And abusive, and shadow banks, and things like that. For example, I have supposedly, we're supposed to go to trial on Monday. This trial's supposed to start. Funny, we had a hearing for all of the pleadings to be clear that he had held off the docket. Since August 3rd, since August 3rd, 2020, DeMure has been sitting. No pleadings were held because they tried to do the crazy train with me until January 11th, so of 2022. So for over a year and 4 months, 5 months, no hearings have been had concerning the plenitude of pleadings I put challenging what's going on in this case. And then he wants to start a trial 14 days later. And he did that hoping that I wouldn't have the ability and the time to file an appeal for all of the decisions he made that he didn't enter as journal entries. He just kept them in the transcripts of the proceedings. So this guy, David Young, is not stupid. He's abusing and manipulating the court process to obstruct due process of law and justice. And so, but I did happen to get a pleading in, and now currently have a suit in the 10th appellate against him, which deprives him of jurisdiction. But that doesn't mean on Monday that he won't go ahead and try to go forward with the trial, even though by law he's not supposed to, because this man is just openly thumbing his nose to every construct of due process you can imagine. So Monday we have a purported trial to start. I will argue against that because of the nature of the appeal, but the appeal itself deals with the fact that the Attorney General's Division of the Bureau of Criminal Investigation is promoting and presenting fraudulent information. It's tampering with evidence, and it has tampered with evidence since August of 2020, suppressing evidence that's exculpatory on the record. The prosecution has suppressed exculpatory evidence. And what I assert committed perjury, saying that they provided all discovery, and then hiding documents and CDs that I can't see because I'm in jail and incarcerated, and I'm not been given the ability to view audiovisual equipment, to view audiovisual testimony and evidence while I'm in here. Another denial of due process. So, the current appeal in the 10th Appellate Court is basically asserting a conspiracy against substantial rights between the judge, the prosecution, and the Attorney General's office of the state. These are federal crimes, folks, the minimum being the destruction, adulteration, or falsification of records. These are Title 18, United States Code 73, subsection 1519. These are federal crimes that state agents are committing. Where are the feds? Where are the feds, folks? Where are the feds? They're nowhere to be found. They don't care. They're going after parents. Okay? They're going after parents that don't want their children to be indoctrinated into false race-baiting propaganda. So they're not protecting you from your governmental corruption and open crimes of state. And they're going after, quote, patriot groups, and parents who don't want their children indoctrinated. They're creating asocial classes of people. They're starting to tell you who the asocials are, the people who are against vaccinations, the parents who actually, you don't call yourself a parent. Call yourself a mother and a father. A parent is a legal construct. Mother and father is a lawful construct. They're not your child. They're your offspring. And these are errors that people make in language. So they're going after mothers and fathers who are trying to have some voice in the fascist Nazi indoctrination that the state schools are trying to teach your children. And, the funny thing about the history of public schools, is public schools were started because there was a time, folks, when there were no public schools. The only schools afforded to the people, to the children of this nation, were church oriented, Catholic schools. So the churches were providing the education. Well, the churches were providing education that were calling funny Protestants, or they were calling certain classes of families followers of Satan. Okay, so you had certain churches that were indoctrinating the children in their curriculum to believe that certain religions of children were devil worshippers and were heretics. And so the purposes of the public school was supposed to provide the children of this nation with a neutral, non-religious based, non-propagandized, non-political form of education where no one was being targeted, and they were provided an education where they weren't being indoctrinated and didn't have a political agenda. And now your public schools have been usurped, and they are being used to indoctrinate children into political ideologies. So now you went from the church state to the fascist state. And so, again, we're walking. This has happened before. This is history repeating itself. And the American people need to wake up. They need to wake up. They needed to wake up a long time ago, but they definitely need to wake up now. But I can tell you that the case that I currently have on appeal, which we just had to go through some hoops to get that done, lost a pleading for 5 days, had to call them and kind of mandate that they docket it for us. It's with the 10th Appellate Court in Franklin County, Ohio. It's 22-AP000053, and that's with the 10th Appellate Court, again, of Franklin County, Ohio, and that's an independent action. We had to file as an independent action because they were concerned about being dismissed, because, as I said, this judge puts none of his orders on the books. He produces no final judgment on paper. That is a strategy which is an obstruction to justice, folks. So these people, they know, the judiciary know what they're doing, and they are obstructionists. There is no remedy for us. And I don't know. I know that you've had a little bit of exposure to the judicial system, but I know that you know more people who've had exposure. Just Daniel, in your what you've been doing with 1776, that you know that there's hundreds of people that are being abused by this judiciary. And and the question has been for years, what can we do about it? And, you know, Article 4, Section 4, okay, Article 4, Section 4 mandates that the judiciary be constitutional. And if it's not constitutional, Article 4, Section 4 is enacted. Now, unfortunately, you know, we don't know, did Trump enact Article 4, Section 4? There's all this hopium that the republic's going to be restored, that we're waiting for the military to do these things, that actually was invoked, yada, 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 and that we're dealing with a puppet government that's been allowed to continue to operate. There's all this propaganda and backdoor rumination that tell us, oh, things are going to get better, things are going to get better. But what if they don't? You know, they keep saying, oh, this state, and then this state, and then this state. Now we're into March. You know, if you listen to the backdoor ruminations, the bar, the date, direction of the course of this government that is unlawful and in coup keeps moving. When is the final date? You know, when is the date that the American people finally say? Because what you're being subjected to, if you look at it in a broad brush, is you're just a frog in a slowly boiling pot of water. And by the time it boils, you've been so acclimated to the constant destabilization of the government, a constant undermining of your constitutional rights to where you have anymore. In D.C., folks, they have to show papers to move around. How is what's happening in D.C., knowing the facts, the medical facts concerning COVID and Omicron, how is what's happening in the District of Columbia? Because believe me, they wish they had what's going on in District of Columbia being instituted in every state of this country. How is what's happening in D.C. any different than Nazi Germany? Tell me. Explain to me. Prove to me how it's not different. Because it is. It's the exact same thing. That is your prevailing state of state. The only thing that's keeping us from being in complete totalitarianism is the Americans, the few Americans, and or even the perception by the polls that the American people are starting to have a problem with it. You need to start having more than a problem with it, folks. You need to start. It needs to be not just 100 people that show up for civil disobedience with signs. It needs to be in the tens of thousands. You are going to lose your nation and your country if you do not start doing something about it. And if the military does not intervene and start doing something very soon, we are lost. And it will be incumbent upon the American people, and we will be the only people. Right now, as far as I can tell, we're the only instrument. The fourth branch of government is the only instrument that is showing any inclination to correct the course of this government. The politicians aren't. They're going to keep talking, and they're going to keep taking away your rights a little bit at a time and having meetings and having hearings, and nothing happens. The military is doing nothing. What have we seen the military do? Nothing. There's no proof the military has done anything, is planning on doing anything, is going to do anything. Your executive branch is attacking you. Your judiciary is conspiring to imprison and to target people who are constitutionalists and fighting for the independence of the American people. What's going to happen? You know, where are we going here? So, and that's the $10 million question. We've been asking that for what? I've been asking that since I've been incarcerated, haven't I?
Right.
And I mean, a constant theme. So, and I think, you know, so when you say, how are you doing? I'm very disappointed. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm despondent, but it's very disheartening for someone like me who has done this for years, who has produced a preponderance of evidence, who's actually taken to the courts the proof and put before the courts proof of criminal racketeering and violations of our trustee, leaned instruments, and done all that I knew to do in the law, having expatriated, affirmed that I'm a true-blooded American national and not a U.S. citizen, all these things, be in a position I'm in to be what I've been doing for so long behind bars and still having no relief and remedy being provided to me, and having nothing changed in the arena of the national government or the state of ex-governments. I mean, nothing has changed. And it's not looking good for anybody, because if what they've done to me is allowed to be perpetuated and case law promoted, they'll come do it to all of you. And that will be that all they have to do is say you said something, go to a probate court, and people who've never met you make assertions against you. They use a probate order, which is totally void of the compliance under Fourth Amendment, and walk into your house with lethal force, not walk into your house, breach your force with force, using deadly force, and come at your family in the early wee mornings on a Saturday, wee morning, maybe in the middle of the night, with men who don't have badges on that you can see, that don't have any identifying marks on the front of their, you know, with guns, with lethal force, frangible, wall-piercing bullets. If they can do this to me, they will do it to you. That's what's coming. What they did to me is what they have planned for every American who dissents against their tyranny. That's the plan, folks. It's in your face. It doesn't. It's uncontrovertible. And the judiciary is not going to help you. They are the arm. They are the wielding arm of power. They're like the last. That's the last, you know, instrument they use to suppress dissent. That's what they used it for in Nazi Germany, folks. You know, as the famous saying, what Hitler did was made legal.
You have 1 minute remaining.
What Hitler done was unlawful, but made legal by the courts. So, again, try to support me. Try to support other people. LucyLou007. Daniel, I'm probably not going to call back. It's getting late in the day, and I think some girls are up and want to call their family. I appreciate your hour of just letting me talk. But more importantly, the people of this country that hear this, this podcast, you need to help people like me. You need to support people like me. You need to get involved in cases with people like me, and you start need to having your voices heard, and you need to start acting, or you're going to lose your country and your nation, and your children will be subjected openly to fascist, dictatorial, Nazi-style tyranny like the world has never seen. Because if our country falls, the world falls to tyranny and despotism. The world, folks. We are the last hope for this world. We are the last free nation that is not under the thumb of fascist dictatorial occupation, okay? We are the last country, and we need...
Thank you for using GTL.
Well, there you go, guys. You heard it straight from Braxton Lotus Justice, and I tend to agree with what she has to say. And anyways, I'm going to be posting up as much information to help support Lotus and her cause. And we're going to be putting that at social1776.com, courtroomwatch.com, studio1776, and the Anti-Deep State Party is where this original recording was recorded. And also we'll be putting it on our other podcasts that are going across the internet. on iHeartRadio and Apple Podcasts, a lot of different places you can find our website and our podcast. All right, well, thanks for listening, guys, and God bless, and as always, keep up the hard work. Keep fighting the good fight. Thanks. God bless.